It's Art Spotlight, and joining me in the studios is Katie Davis, a board member and head of fundraising for the Loving Heart Animal Shelter. Welcome.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
So I'm curious about Loving Heart Animal Shelter, and how did you get involved? And we're going to talk in a little bit here about the Sizzlin' Summerfest, the second annual one coming up on the 19th, and there's a fun film fest coming up this weekend. But first, so how did you get involved with this group?
I've actually been with them since 2012. They established in 2009. They were looking to be able to expand from just being foster-based into having a building. And so I also with a direct sales company, so I do a lot of fundraisers, and they reached out to me to do a fundraiser. So then I went over and was talking to them about the fundraiser, and I joined the board while I was there. So it's been a fantastic experience. I actually was going to move out of state, and I stayed because of my love of Loving Heart. So, yep.
Oh, cool. Well, it's one of those things that I imagine there are lots of ways to help out, not only becoming a foster or, you know, adopting an animal, but they're probably sort of behind the sort of scenes for folks to be able to volunteer as well.
Definitely. There's a lot of behind the scenes, because there's a lot that goes into, because we are able to now do a lot more because we did get a space over next to Meyer off of 26. So we do have a small building over there that has the majority of our dogs and cats. We do like to have fosters kind of on standby for those cases that maybe it would be better for them to go into a household, or if they need surgery or something like that. Adoption is always great. Fostering is wonderful. If you want to donate, you can also donate. And then we also always need volunteers to help out at the shelter with playing with dogs and keeping all the fun places clean and picked up. And then we do a lot of events because we are not helped by any government entity. We'd have to do all of the fundraising on our own. So we do a lot of events to raise money. So we can always use volunteers for that.
Yeah, well, speaking of that, Katie Davis is my guest from Loving Heart Animal Shelter. And this Sunday is the Bow Wow Film Fest. Tell us a little bit about what's going to happen Sunday afternoon.
That is going to be so much fun. So we are going to be down at the Lafayette Theater. You can buy tickets on their website, or you can come to the shelter and purchase tickets. It's going to be 90 minutes of laughing, crying. It's just, it's a nationwide fest that goes around, and they made these movies, brought them together of rescues. There's one cat thrown in there to the Bow Wow Film Fest. It was so good that they actually added one little kitty in there. But you can come and watch this great compilation of different short films, and the bar will be open. We'll have some adoptables. There'll be food. So it'll be a really great time, and it's open for all ages too.
Oh, very fun. Well, that's this Sunday at 3 o'clock, the Bow Wow Film Fest. We'll have more information, of course, at lovingheartanimalshelter.org and on Facebook. Later this summer, though, in fact, later this month, on the 19th, you guys are having the second annual Sizzlin' Summerfest. Tell us what made you repeat another one, and this is now the second year for this.
Yes, it's really exciting. We have a lot that goes on at it, and we've actually added more this year. So this year we have the car and bike show, and we just this morning got a hippie bus that signed up. So it's going to be a lot of fun. We have a dog agility area, so dogs are completely welcome to come also. Kids area, a lot of fun things for them to do with the clowns and face painting and bounce houses and all that different stuff. Then, of course, we have our business vendors, our food vendors, the trucks that'll be out there on site. And then we also have live music that's going on all day. So we have Troy Cartwright, who's coming up from Nashville, and a lot of other great bands that will be playing out there live. And then in the morning, actually, Tito's Vodka has sponsored and is putting together a 5K. So you can actually sign up for that now also. And then you can also get tickets early for the festival to attend that. And your ticket gets you into the entire day of the festival, all of the music, everything. You can take part in all of it. And then if you do take part in the 5K in the morning, with that, you also get into the festival later on in the day.
Fans of Acoustic Blend may know the Blue River Band or Cornfield Mafia, Christine Nicol performing, and Troy Cartwright, as you said, coming up from Nashville. There are all sorts of things going on. It's the second annual Sizzlin' Summerfest for Loving Heart Animal Shelter, who is a nonprofit here in the Greater Lafayette area. It's no kill. So, I mean, this is something that you guys are really taking on. Some great responsibilities, and it probably takes a real team effort for it.
It definitely does. We have a great group that has helped out, and a lot that have helped over the years. We have a great community behind us, which is wonderful. We are all from the area that are involved. So establishing in 2009, we've definitely grown. We are a no-kill all-breed rescue, so we do love our pit bulls, our Rottweilers, all of our wonderful different breeds, our dachshunds, our chihuahuas. So we have, you know, everybody involved. And we have some dogs that have been with us since 2009, 2010. So, and they're going to continue to live out their life with all of their mamas at the shelter. And it's going to be, we just try and make it the best possible life for them. If they're with us forever, then that's, so be it.
This Sunday is the Bow Wow Film Fest, including a kitty film, you said?
There's a short film with a cat, yes.
And then the second annual Sizzlin' Summerfest is coming up August 19th, that all day, from a Paws for a Cause 5K to the festival hours, the 1 to 7 on that Saturday. That includes live music, food vendors, doggy, of course, agility area, and kids area, and so much. Katie, thanks so much, and we're looking forward to a lot more.
Thank you so much.